Greetings of peace to all our brothers and sisters here in London Church.
向弟兄姐妹问安。
This week we are studying 1 Kings chapter 6.
这一周我们要学列王记上第六章。
Within this chapter, we find that Solomon begins to build the temple of God.
那在这一章里面我们看到所罗门开始为神建造圣殿。
And when we read through the details, we find that there are a lot of details.
当我们读这一章的时候，我们会发现这有很多细节。
In fact, we find that God is very particular, very specific with many different aspects of the temple.
我们发现神对圣殿里的器具有非常具体的要求。
And sometimes when we read through it, we may find it seems to be a little bit tedious or a little bit seems that it's maybe not so important.
有的时候我们读的时候，我们可能会觉得很繁琐，都是很有很多细节。
Yeah. But obviously, every detail of God is not without meaning.
但是神的每一个细节都有他的意思。
Of course, God has a reason. He has a purpose for all the different materials, the different measurements that he uses.
那神对每一个器具的要求，或者是每一个地方，测量，它都是有它的意思。
Although we may not necessarily have an interpretation, maybe for every single detail.
可能我们没有说对每一个细节都有很详细的解释。
But we find that the Bible does give us pointers as to some of the meanings or the significances behind the plans of God.
但是我们会发现圣经会告诉我们有一些细节它背后神的意思和计划。
So we find that in verse 2 to verse 6, he begins to talk about the measurements of this temple.
我们会看到从第二节到第六节，他讲到了这个圣殿的测量的数据。
Talks about the plans of the temple.
谈到了这个圣殿的计划图。
Where did Solomon get these the plan from?
那所罗门是从哪里得到这个神的计划图呢？
If we turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28,
如果我们看到历代志上二十八章
，First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11,
历代志上二十八章十一节
，First Chronicles 28, verse 11,
历代志上二十八章十一节。
Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat.
十一节，大卫将殿的游廊、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式，指示他儿子所罗门。
So from here we see that Solomon's father David had given him all these plans.
那我们看见在这里说到了大卫，就是所罗门的父亲，他将所有这些器具的样式都指示所罗门。
But where did David get these plans from?
但是大卫是从哪里得到这些样式的呢？
Let's read verse 12 and verse 12.
我们来读第十二节。
And the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord.Of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries for the dedicated things.
十二节又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式，都指示他。
So from here, it tells us that the plans that David had was by the Spirit.
那这里说到大卫所得的这些殿的样式都是被圣灵所感动。
God had revealed, given to him directly.
那神就将这个样式直接向他显现。
Let's also read verse 19.
我们也读第十九节。
All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing, by his hand upon me, all the works of these plans.
十九节，大卫说：“这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。”
So here it very clearly tells us that David understood, the Lord made David understand all the plans of the temple.
所以这里很明白地告诉我们，是神用手画出来，使大卫可以明白这殿的一切样
It
式。
was through God's hands upon David, that he was able to know the plans of God.
是神用手所画出来，使大卫可以明白。
And so, therefore, David faithfully must have remembered, recorded all these plans down, and then passed this to Solomon.
所以呢，大卫就根据他所得到的这个样式，然后传给所罗门。
Today, the plan of God is also to be followed to build his spiritual temple, that is the church.
那今天神也给了我们这个样式，让我们能够来建造属灵的殿。
Now, what does this plan entail?
那这个样式告诉我们什么
？Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
我们来看提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
提摩太前书三章十五节。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So here, Paul tells us that the house of God or the temple of God is in fact the church today.
在这里，保罗告诉我们，神的家就是今天的教会。
And the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
那教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
Without the pillar and the ground of truth, there can be no church.
如果没有真理的柱石和根基，这里就不会有教会。
So today God has given his church, his plan, his blueprint of the truth of salvation.
今天神已经把他的教会他的样式还有蓝图给了我们。
These were received by our early workers.
这些被我们早期的工人所领受。
God had used them to pass this down throughout the generations.
那神就用这些工人让他们能够一代代传下去。
And as the generations continued, they continued to uphold the what they had received from the early workers whom they had received from God from the Bible.
那随着时间过去，这后来后代也坚持也坚守从早期工人那里所领受的，就是这些工人们从神那里所领受的意思。
And so that is why today we have our 10 articles of faith or 10 basic beliefs written down.
所以今天就是为什么我们会有这个十大信条和一些基本信仰。
So since we the members make up the church of God,
所以是我们这些信徒组成了神的教会。
Then we need to make sure that we remain part of the plan of God's church.
那我们就要确保我们自己保守我们自己在这个神的计划之中。
Since we are part of His church,
因为我们是他教会的一部分。
Then we also need to know the plan of God very well.
那我们也必须要明白神的样式。
We also need to know the doctrines of the church very well.
那我们也要明白教会的教义。
So that we can make sure that the church continues to build upon the plan, the doctrines that God has given us.
那我们才可以确保我们的教会是建立在神所给我们的样式上的。
And so that we also can keep the doctrines that God has given us.
那我们自己也可以持守神给我们的这些教义。
We find that if Solomon did not follow the plans passed down to him by his father David,
我们发现，如果所罗门并没有遵守从他父亲大卫那里所得的神的样式的话
，He could still build a temple.
他还是可以建造一个圣殿。
Maybe he can build a very grand, or maybe an even bigger, more beautiful-looking temple.
他可能可以建造一个更高大辉煌的圣殿。
But it would not have been the temple of God.
但是那就不是神的殿。
It would not be recognized or accepted by the Lord.
那他所建的殿就不蒙神的承认。
Because it would not be according to the plan of God.
因为不是照着神的样式所建的。
But for Solomon to have implemented the plans that were passed down to him,
但是所罗门执行了这个从神那里所领受的样式。
It means that he must have studied in great detail the plans that he had received.
那说明他肯定好好学习了他所领受到的这个神的样式。
As we have read, they are very detailed with measurements and materials, very intricate.
那我们也读到了这里很多的测量的细节啊，很多建造都。非常细节。
Solomon must have put in the effort to study these and then to make these known to the various workers.
那所罗门肯定也好好的研究过这个样式，然后并且让这些建造的工人们所明白。
Similarly, today God has given us His doctrines for salvation.
那一样的，今天神给了我们关于救恩的教训。
Therefore, we also need to study what has been given to us.
我们也要学习我们所领受的是什么。
If we say we belong to the Church of God or we are part of the Church of God,
如果我们说我们是属神的教会的，那我们是不是神教会的一部分？
But we don't know what we believe.
但是我们不知道我们所信的是什么。
We're not clear about the doctrines of the Church.
我们不明白教会的教义是什么。
Then how much can we say that we really belong to this church?
那我们有多么确定可以说自己是属于这个教会的？
But since the plan of the Church of God, the doctrines given to the church are from God Himself.
那因为这个教会的样式还有这些教义是从神那里领受的。
Since the church is the ground and the pillar of the truth.
因为教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Then surely it makes sense that we should have a heart to desire to study the doctrines that make up this church.
那我们就要有这个心，想要来学习这个教会的教会的教义。
So that we can continue to uphold the truth in the church, but also to practice the truth in our own lives.
那我们就可以持守住这个真理，也可以行出这个真理。
At the same time, we can also learn from David to make sure that we pass what we have received onto God, from God onto the next generation.
那我们也可以学习大卫，就是将从神那里所领受的传递给下一代。
Now, to know or understand the doctrines of God is not a question of intelligence or great ability on our part.
所以明白神的真理。
It's not a question of how intelligent we are or how great our abilities are.
明白神的真理并不是关乎我们个人的智力或者是我们自己的条件。
But as we have read, it was the Spirit of God who simply revealed the plans to David.
就像我们所读到的，是神的灵启示这个大卫，他才可以明白神所指示的样式。
So likewise, we simply need to submit to the plan of God.
同样的，我们今天也要顺服神所指示我们的样式。
We need to accept His ways.
我们要接受他他接受他的方法。
And then humble ourselves to before Him to follow them.
我们要谦卑我们自己来跟从神。
We also need to ask the Spirit of God to guide us to reveal to us His words.
那我们要求神求神的圣灵能够启示我们，带领我们走在他的路上。
And it is when we have this heart of humility to want to submit to what he has given us, then he will give us the understanding.
那当我们有这个谦卑的心，想要来顺从他的真理的时候，他就会让我们能够明白他的道理。
If we come back to chapter 6, First Kings.
我们回到列王记上第六章。
Let's read verse 7.
我们来读第七节。
First Kings chapter 6, verse 7.
列王记上第六章第七节。
And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
列王记上第六章第七节，建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候，锤子、斧子和别样的铁器的响声都没有听见。
Now, verse 7 tells us that the temple was, of course, made of stone.
那第七节告诉我们这个殿是用石头造的。
But this was built with stone that was finished at the quarry.
那这里说到它是用山中已经凿成的石头所建造的。
Yeah. Now, why is it that the Bible emphasizes that the stones were finished at the quarry.
那这里为什么圣经要强调是用山中已经凿成的石头建造的？
Why is it that they were finished at the quarry and not finished at the temple site?
因为为什么这些石头是在山中已经凿成的，而不是说在圣殿旁边凿成的？
Verse 7 says, the reason is that so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple whilst it was being built.
那第七节告诉我们，这是为了建殿的时候，锤子、斧子和别样铁器的响声都没有听见。
Now, if they brought these stones that were unfinished, unpolished, unchiseled straight to the temple site,
如果他们把这个原石就直接带到了殿的旁边来凿的话，
and then only at the temple site they start chiseling away, hammering away.
那可能他们就在圣殿边上用这个锤子、斧子来凿石头。
Then we can imagine, you know, the noisiness of all these tools, the hammers, chisels, being used. This noise being made at the temple site.
那我们可能就会想象到在圣殿旁边就会有很大的噪音，就是这些锤子、斧子敲敲打打的声音。
But we find that God did not want this noise to be at the temple site, but rather to be done before the stones were brought.
那神不想要让圣殿边上有这样吵闹的声音，所以他更想让这个石头在山中就已经被凿成。
So in this way, we find that the work that began at the temple site, it would have been quieter, yeah, more peaceful, perhaps even more reverent.
所以呢，当时在建殿的时候，边上就没有这种吵闹的声音，就更安静。
He wanted the temple to be put together with minimal noise.
他想要建殿的时候不要有这么吵杂不要有这样吵杂的声音。
Now, spiritually speaking, what do these stones refer to?
那从属灵的意义上说，这个石头是指着什么呢？
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们来看彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节，彼得前书第二章第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So here Elder Peter tells us that we are the living stones that make up or are being built up together to make this spiritual house.
那这里彼得长老告诉我们，我们就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
We are to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God.
那我们要献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
Now when we look at the early part of this chapter, we find thatElder Peter is telling them how they should be cultivated.
那这里我们看这一章的前面的部分，我们会看到彼得长老在这里教导我们要怎样灵修。
How they need to be free from sin and to live a new life.
他们要怎样脱离罪，然后过一个新生活。
And so verse 1 says, laying aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy,envy, evil speaking.
所以第一节说到，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
These things they need to get rid of in their lives.
他们在生活中需要去除这些东西。
But rather they need to, as verse 2 says, desire the pure milk of the word.
第二节说到了，他们也要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
Let's also read verse 12.
我们也读第十二节。
Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, that they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation.
彼得前书二章十二节，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So as living stones, they are supposed to be a light in the world.
那作为活石，我们就应该作为世上的光。
They are supposed to have their characters changed to be free from sin and to live an honorable life.
那他们就应该靠着圣灵改变他们的这个品行，过着荣耀神的生活。
And this is by pursuing to desire the pure milk of the word.
那这就是靠那个对纯净灵奶的爱慕所达成的。
If we also read verse 6.
如果我们读第六节
Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
So we find that within this building, within this temple of God, this house of God, there is the chief cornerstone.
所以我们发现在这个神的家里在神的殿中有这个宝贵的房角石。
This chief cornerstone is the standard, the measurement, the foundation by which the rest of the building can be built correctly.
那这个房角石就是如何建造这个圣殿的标准和是标准和尺度。
So if we the members as living stones, we want to make sure that we are built correctly in line.
所以我们这些信徒作为活石，我们也必须确保我们是是按照这个房角石的标准所建造的。
Then we need to make sure that we are always looking to the cornerstone, making sure that we are conforming to the standard that our Lord Jesus has set for us.
所以我们就要跟从这个房角石的标准，就是来顺服神给我们所设立的标准。
And so this is how the whole building can be built up according to the plan of God.
那这就是这一栋建筑可以按照神的样式所被建造。
So the living stones or the stones, the various parts of that make up the building, need to be chiseled, hammered.At the site of the quarry.
所以这个活石或者是说这殿中所有各样的器石他们要在山中被凿成。
That is that we being the living stones, the stones that make up this building, we need to make sure that we are hammered, chiseled, and prepared well, if we want to fit into this building.
那说明就是我们这些活石我们如果想要跟这个如果我们想要符合这个圣殿的标准，我们就必须要提前准备好，提前在这个山中被凿好，才可以达到建殿的标准。
If we want to connect with other pieces of this temple and to line up with the other stones in this temple,
如果我们想要跟其他的石头联络成为一体来建造这个神的殿的话
then it's not possible unless we chisel ourselves, unless we are hammered first.
那我们就必须要先经过这些先经过这些捶打和雕刻。
Sometimes we're very happy to serve or we do what we are told to serve in the church.
有的时候我们很高兴就是我们被教导要怎么样在教会做事。
We are happy to do church work.
我们很高兴来做教会的圣工。
The church asks us to help, and we do it.
那教会可能需要我们的帮助，我们就来做教会的事情。
Or sometimes we even have a desire to do church work, or even to do certain church works.
那我们有的时候可能很想去做教会里的工作，可能是非常想做某一件具体的圣工。
But we find that we are not able to fit or to work together with the rest of the church if we have not first.Chiseled ourselves, hammered ourselves.
那我们有的时候会发现，我们没有办法和其他人一起来完成教会的工作，因为我们没有事先在山中把自己这块石头凿好。
It's all very well partaking in church work. It sounds very good to partake in church work.
有的时候可能分担教会的工作听起来是很好的。
But we find that if we are not cultivated,
但是如果我们没有自己灵修
then we end up not only not building the Church of God, but we may even cause problems in the Church of God.
那我们可能不会说跟其他人一起来建立神的教会，而反而会给教会带来麻烦。
Is it not the case that most friction that occurs in the church is because of doing church work?
Sorry.
Is it not the case that most of the friction or the problems in the church is because of doing church work?
有的时候可能很多教会里的问题就是在我们一起做神的工的时候所发生的。
Sometimes people say, "Oh, if I did not do the work, then there'd be no problem."
有的人可能会说啊，如果我不这么做，就不会有问题。
Or if he doesn't do the work, then there's no problem.
那他不这么做的话，就不会有问题。
So it is in while we are serving God that often friction occurs.
那就是当我们在服侍神的时候，有可能会产生一些问题。
So spiritually speaking, as members of the church, as the various stones that come together, we need to make sure that we are cultivated.
所以在做教会的事情的时候，作为这些不同的活石，当我们要做教会的事情，我们要确保自己是已经被凿好的。
We need to make sure that we are chiseled, we are well molded, we are well shaped, before we come together to try to do something for God.
我们要确保自己已经是按照样式所被凿好的来做这个教会的工作。
Of course, it is a continuous process, our cultivation.
当然对于我们自己的这个过程是一个对于我们自己打造自己的过程是一个持续不断的过程。
灵修是一个过程。
我们对于我们的灵修来说是一个持续的过程。
But we need to make sure, that we are have the right notion in mind, that is that we are preparing ourselves, making ourselves acceptable in the eyes of God before we want to serve.
但我们的心中要有这样的我们心里要明白我们在灵修好，我们要把自己灵修好才能够达到神的要求，神的标准。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29.
我们来看耶利米书23章29节。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29.
耶利米书23章29节。
Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?
耶利米书23章29节。耶和华说，我的话岂不像火，又像能打碎磐石的大锤吗？
From here we see what the hammer, the chisel, or the iron tools actually refer to.
那这里所说的大锤指的是什么呢？
It's actually the word of God that hammers and breaks us to pieces.
就是神的话，它可以打碎磐石。
So this comes back to making sure that we are in line we are looking towards the cornerstone that is Christ.
那这里就是说我们要符合这个房角石的要求。
If we are not able to line up to the cornerstone, then there are still parts or areas of this stone that needs to be chipped away at, broken down.
如果我们不能符合这个房角石的标准的话，那就说明我们还有一些部分可能需要我们自己打碎。
Now this preparation of the stone that is ourselves is not an easy, simple task.
那这个准备石头的过程就是我们自己，这不是一件容易的事情。
It requires a hammer to actually break down.
那它要求我们经过锤子的敲打。
Yeah, it's something that's very hard. It needs to be struck with something as strong as a hammer.
这是很难的，因为我们要经过像锤子这样硬的东西的敲打。
But if we are willing to measure up ourselves to the word of God,
但是如果我们愿意用神的话来度量我们自己的话，
if we are willing to every time we read the word of God, listen to sermons, read the Bible, reflect upon ourselves,
如果我们愿意每一次读神的话语、读圣经听到的时候来反省自己的话，
then if we are honest, we realize that we fall short in many areas.
那我们如果诚实的话，我们就会发现自己可能有很多地方不足。
And it is a painful thing to see that.
那看到这些事情可能会让我们很痛苦。
It is like a hammer that is being taken to us and chiseling away at us.
那就好像这个大锤要来敲打我们。
But this is imperative. It is most important that we go through this process.
但是我们但是这个过程是非常重要的。
That we are able to use the word of God to measure ourselves against.
那就是我们用神的话来测量我们自己。
We are able to use the words of God that we hear from our brothers and sisters to measure against ourselves.
那我们就可以用我们所听到的话，可能是从我们弟兄姐妹那里听到的话来测量我们自己。
We need to be willing to accept also the criticism, the advice given to us by our brothers and sisters.
那我们就要愿意来听从这些我们弟兄姐妹对我们的批评和建议。
No matter how painful it is, if it is according to the word of God, then we should be thankful.
不管这个过程有多痛苦，但只要这个话是符合神的标准的话，我们就要来接受。
Because this is the work of God on each and every one of us. He wants to hammer us with his word, chisel away at us with his word.
那这就是神在我们身上的工作，因为他想要让我们经过这个敲打，符合他的标准。
And this is incredibly important because of our salvation.
这是对于我们的救恩来说是非常重要的。
Not to mention serving in the church.
当然，对我们在教会里的。
Before we talk about serving in the church.
在我们可以在教会服侍之前。
Yeah. Otherwise, we will cause more problems.
那不然的话，我们就会造成很多的麻烦。
Because when we look at Jeremiah 23, we find that God is talking about these prophets who have deceit in their hearts.
那这个，如果我们看耶利米书二十三章，就会发现这里谈到先知在他们的心中有一些欺骗。
Verse 26, How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart.
耶利米书二十三章二十六节，说假预言的先知就是预言本心诡诈的先知，他们这样存心要到几时呢？
Verse 27, Who tried to make the people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor.
二十七节，他们个人将所做的梦对邻舍述说，想要使我的百姓忘记我的名。
So we find that if we are not broken down by the word of God, we are not willing to use the word of God upon ourselves.
那如果我们不愿意被这个锤子打碎，我们不愿意用神的话来度量我们自己的话。
Then we find that our own thinking, our own ambitions, our own dreams is what we will try to fulfill in the church.
那我们就会发现，我们自己好像想要完成自己的野心，想要完成自己本心的诡诈。
And then we will end up causing more problems in the church and leading people astray.
那我们就会制造很多的问题，把人带偏了路。
So we see therefore how important it is to cultivate ourselves, to face and use the word of God to shape ourselves.
那我们就会发现用神的话来度量我们自己，来进行灵修是非常重要的。
If we come back to 1 Kings chapter 6,
我们回到列王记上第六章。
We find in verse 11 to verse 12, we could say is the main theme of the whole chapter.
我们可以看到在十一节到十二节来说可以说是本章的主题。
And this links back to everything we've said so far about measuring up to the word of God.
那这些就回到了神所给的样式的主题上。
Verse 11, Then the word of the Lord came to Solomon saying, verse 12, Concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes,execute my judgments, keep all my commandments, and walk in them, then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David.
十一节到十二节，耶和华的话临到所罗门说：论到你所建的这殿，你若遵行我的律例，谨守我的典章，遵从我一切的诫命，我必向你应验我所应许你父亲大卫的话。
So here we find that there is a conditional promise given to Solomon and his descendants.
那我们发现这里是一个带条件的应许，是给所罗门和他的百姓的。
The key to the success or the prosperity of God's people is not on the physical temple itself, but whether they are willing to keep the commandments of God.
那他们是否能够成功的关键是不在乎这个现实里的圣殿，而是在乎他们能不能够遵从神的话。
Even if the temple was completed and it looks great.
那尽管这个圣殿可能被建造完成，看起来非常辉煌。
If the people of God do not keep his commandments.
但是如果神的百姓不遵从他的话
then we find that the promises of God will not come to pass.
那这个神的应许就不会临到他们身上。
We find that through as history unfolded, that the people of God began to place more emphasis on the physical temple than on God himself.
那如果我们看这个历史上的话，这些神的百姓他们是更关注在神在现实意义上的殿，而不是更关注于神的话。
No, they thought that because the physical temple is still standing, therefore Israel will be continue to be prosperous.
因为他们会觉得这圣殿还在，那我们这个以色列人就会继续的兴旺。
So their emphasis was just on the outward, but not on their hearts.
那他们所关注的就只是这个外表的殿，而不是他们自己的内心。
Actually, we find that not long after the temple was built, that already, the enemies came.
那我们会发现，其实呢，这个圣殿建完不久之后，敌人就来了。
We look at 1 Kings chapter 14.
我们来看《列王记上》的第十四章。
Read verse 21 onwards.
读从二十一节开始读。
And verse 21, we find that Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, this is when he began to reign in Judah.
那我们在二十一节里面读到所罗门的儿子罗波安，他开始做犹大王。
Now in verse 22, we find that Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord.
那在二十二节里面，我们读到犹大人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Verse 23 says that they built for themselves high places, pillars.And wooden images, in other words, they were beginning to turn to idols.
23节说到他们为自己筑坛立柱像和木偶，就是说他们已经开始拜偶像。
Verse 24, they were also perverted persons in the land.
24节说到国中也有娈童。
So from the building up of the completion of the temple up until this point, we find in verse 25,It happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, the king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem.
那从建造完圣殿到这里过了不久，我们看到二十五节里面说到罗伯安王第五年，埃及王示撒上来攻取耶路撒冷。
So only 5 years into the reign of his son that the enemy began to attack.
那就是所罗门的儿子刚登基五年，那敌人就来攻击他们了。
Verse 26, he took away the treasuries of the house of the Lord, the treasuries of the king's house, he took away everything.
那他这里说到了，二十六节里说到了，他夺去耶和华殿和王宫里的宝物，尽都带走。
So we find that it didn't take very long before this physical temple was invaded by the enemy.
那我们看到没过多久这个实体的圣殿就遭到了敌人的侵略。
So that is why the promise was based on the condition. The key point is that they need to keep the commandments of God.
那我们就会发现神的应许带了一个关键的条件，就是他们要遵从神的诫命。
Now we come back to chapter 6 of 1 Kings.
那我们回到列王记上第六章。
Now from verse 15 to verse 18, verse 19, it talks about the measurements or the description of the inner sanctuary or the most holy place.
那从第十五节到第十九节里就说到了这个至圣所的细节和测量的尺度。
Yeah. And in verse 19 it says, And he prepared the inner sanctuary inside the temple to set the ark of the covenant of the Lord there.
十九节说到，殿里预备了内殿，好安放耶和华的约柜。
So now it's describing the most holy part of the temple.
那现在他们就要建造圣殿里至圣的地方。
And here it mentions the sanctuary or inside the temple is to the purpose is to set the Ark of Covenant there.
那这里说到了这个内殿的目的就是为了安放耶和华的约柜。
Now we find that the interesting thing about the temple, as we know that it is a prefiguration or symbolic of the spiritual church.
那我们谈到这个圣殿的时候，我们就会说的它预表着教会。
Earlier we talked about how the condition of the prosperity of the people is based on keeping the commandments of God.
那我们之前说到这个神给这些人的应许有一个条件，就是他们要遵守神的诫命。
Now, even within the temple plan of God, this same point of keeping his commandments is also made.
那就算是在神的圣殿里，这个要遵守神的诫命的这个标准也被设立在这里。
Because from the temple plan of God, here we find that the Ark of Covenant is to be put into the most holy place.
因为我们发现在圣殿里，这个神的约柜被放在了至圣的地方。
Now, what is inside the Ark of Covenant?
那这个神的约柜里是有什么呢？
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 9.
我们来看《列王记上》第八章第九节。
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 9.
列王记上第八章第九节。
Nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt.
第九节，列王记上第八章第九节，约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及地后，耶和华与他们立约的时候，神在何烈山，摩西在何烈山所放的，除此以外并无别物。
So from verse 9, it tells us that nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone, which is where the Ten Commandments were written on by the hand of God.
那在这里告诉我们，约柜里并无别物，只有两块石板，就是神将诫命写在这个石板上。
And this is also in Mount Horeb, where Moses was with God, is also where the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel.
那这就是摩西在何烈山上所放的，就是当时神与百姓立约。
We know that there's two parts to a covenant, or two parties to a covenant.
我们知道这里约有两个部分。
One is from God's perspective, God's promise.
一部分是从神的角度，就是神的应许。
And from our part of the covenant, we need to fulfill the promise, fulfill the condition.
那从我们的角度来说，就是我们必须满足神的条件。
Which is to keep the Ten Commandments.
那就是要持守这十条诫命。
So we find that when it comes to the temple design, the most holy place contains the Ark of the Covenant, which contains the Ten Commandments.
那我们看到，当他们设计殿的时候，至圣的地方放着神的约柜，就是里面放着神的诫命。
Now,When we know about the Ark of Covenant, and we find that God also designed so that there would be a mercy seat on top of the covenant, a mercy seat.
那我们谈到这个约柜的时候，我们也说到了有两个牲座在有牲座在约柜上面。
Yeah, and on the mercy seat, then there's also the two cherubim that sit on top, and then they face inward.
那在这个牲座上面有两个基路伯。
Yeah, and they face their wings stretch and touch and face inward.
那他们的翅膀张开，互相挨着，他们彼此相接。
So we find here that actually, when you look at this picture, this design that God has given, to His people.
那我们看到神所给这个他的百姓们的这个设计。
We find just how meaningful and how full of truth it is for us.
那这里我们就会看到是非常有意义的，是充满真理的。
God says that he would speak to the high priest in between the two cherubim. God would appear and speak to the priest there between the cherubim.
Okay. 那神说他就会在两个基路伯之间显现，对祭司说话。
And so there is a picture of these.Cherubim touching wings.
那这个基路伯他们的翅膀是挨着的。
Obviously, there's a close connection between them.
那这里他们有非常紧密的关系。
But they are above the mercy seat.
他们是在牲座上的。
And underneath the mercy seat is the Ark of Covenant, which is the Ten Commandments inside.
那在这个牲座下面是约柜，就里面存放着神的诫命。
So, In other words, we find that the foundation of this unity between the cherubim and also the abidance of God's presence, and also the mercy of God, is the Ten Commandments.
那我们看到这个基路伯之间的
The unity between them.
他们之间的协调
The presence of God.
神的显现
The mercy of God.
神的慈爱
Is based upon the foundation of the keeping of the Ten Commandments.
是基于遵守神的诫命的
When the foundation is correct.
当这个基础被根基被立好的时候
Then the mercy of God is there.
那我们就会看见神的恩典
The unity between co-workers is there.
那我们这个同工之间的和睦就会在那里
and then of course the presence of God will be there.
那神也就会在那里显现
So from the temple plan of God.
所以从这个神对圣殿的神对圣殿的指示的样式
Firstly, we understand thatto make sure that we study the pattern carefully.
那我们要先确保我们是认真地学习过神的样式。
Secondly, we need to make sure that as individual stones that we are able to be chiseled and hammered so that we can fit into this temple structure.
那我们每一个人作为一块活石我们就要确保自己是被凿过可以来符合这个建殿的标准。
And if this is the case, then we are able to truly build up the church of God.
那如果我们这样做了才能够建造神的殿。
By relying on the Spirit of God, he will also help us to build the church.
那我们靠着神的灵他也会帮助我们来建造这个圣殿。
But we need to build ourselves first, and then God can use us to build his church.
但是我们先要建造好我们自己然后神才可以用我们来为他来建造他的殿。
Let's sing hymn 171.
我们来唱诗171首。